one of the top free agents on the market. They addressed the secondary, which still has work to be done, make no mistake, but can't fix it overnight. They bring in Sean Smith, one of the top free agents on the market. We talked about how it was important for them to take care of their business in-house. They do that with Donald Penn. If I'm in a poker game now, I stand pat. You've done more than enough. You've spent your money well. You've spent your money well on free agents outside the organization. You've spent your money well on free agents inside the organization. You have had a really good offseason, even if you do nothing else. And one of the reasons is because they keep Donald Penn out there, and he does join us now. Donald, Bruce Murray, along with Kirk Morrison, thanks for being with us. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me, too.
Thank you for joining us, Donald. But were there some anxious moments, I guess, when free agency started? I know you've always said you wanted to remain with the Raiders, but were there some anxious moments as free agency started and you guys couldn't really come to terms in the beginning?
Yeah, you know, it got frustrating, and I had to sit back and talk to some guys that I knew throughout the league that's been through this free agency process before, because this was really only my second time really going through it. So they told me, you know, you got to get your emotions out of it and, you know, take care of it as a business side and look at it as a business side. So, you know, I took a step back and I did that. And, you know, once I started doing that, it became a lot smoother and a lot easier for me to handle.
You know, we learn about certain situations based on what we read, and it's not always accurate. So take us through this process. We had read that you were talking to the Raiders, and contract talks had reached a stalemate. You visited with the Giants, and there was speculation you wouldn't be back. How much of what we read was real? Were there issues with Oakland, and was there a time when you thought it may not work out?
Yeah, it was a time where I thought that for a second. For a while, I did, for a minute. And, you know, I talked to Reggie a couple of days ago, and he reassured me that we were going to do something to try to get it done. And, you know, I still had a couple of little doubts in me because it was taking so long, you know. I didn't know if they were thinking about going elsewhere, but when Reggie reassured me that they were going my way, you know, we had other options. And, you know, I was supposed to fly to New York this morning, but, you know, the Raiders came and put a stop to that last night.
So one of the biggest things is you saw at the start of free agency this flurry of moves by the Oakland Raiders, you know, the signing of Kelechi Osemele, the offensive guard slash tackle. When the Raiders signed him, was it something to you say, are they trying to replace me? Or did Reggie, like you mentioned, reaffirm and say, look, we're just trying to bolster the offensive line. You're still a piece of what we want to do here, and we'll get something done.
I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm going to tell you the truth. I was pissed. I called Jack Del Rio as soon as I saw that signing. You know, I called him straight over the cell phone. And we had a long talk, and he reassured me that, you know, he was going to play guard because I was upset. I was mad. I thought he was coming in to play tackle. And that was one of the parts where I thought – that was one of the times where I thought I wasn't going to come back as Raiders. But, you know, I called Coach Del Rio, and he reassured me that the guy was playing guard and that they wanted me back. And, you know, that's a good addition to our offensive line. You know, they got a young group. I'm the veteran, and, you know, I know the guy a little bit, and I know a lot about him. He's a great athlete, great learner. He's a great person, so I think he's going to fit very well in the room.
You know, now that it has worked out, and I'm sure there were those moments of angst when you're like, boy, that doesn't bode well for me. And as you said, you pick up the phone and you call Jack Del Rio. But now you do re-sign, and you know what Osemele's role is going to be. You know what your role is going to be. As we talked about before you joined us, Donald, a very good offseason, bringing in Sean Smith and Bruce Irvin on the defensive side of the football. And, you know, you really came in as this team was getting set to turn the corner. You're now part of what could be a true transition for the Raiders. How disappointing would it have been for you not to be part of that?
It would have been tough because when I got here 2 years ago, I told everybody, and I tried to be a man of my word, I told everybody, you know, I came here to bring Raiders back to greatness, and I feel like we're close, and I feel like I have a lot of unfinished business left, and I'm glad I got 2 years to finish this business, and the moves they're making, you know, the last two drafts that they had, I'm looking forward to see what they're going to do this draft. We're making moves in the right direction. So that's why I wanted to be a part of this so bad. And I knew I could help my teammates out a lot if I am a part of this. And, you know, I want Derek Carr to be back there comfortable. Because when he's back there comfortable, he's one of the best in the league.
You know, Donald, you're a veteran in this league. And you grew up a Raider fan. You watched them when they were in Los Angeles, when they moved back to Oakland. But to me, just listening to you and talking with you, it was important for you to re-sign with this team because – you want to retire a Raider. Is this the deal that you think that says, you know what, I'm going to retire a Raider and I'm going to keep going as long as they keep having me?
Well, I'm not going to keep going as long as they keep having me, but I do want to retire later. You know, my goal is to play two more years. I'm about to give it all, give it my all these last 2 years, and then, you know, I'm praying that I come out with a championship or two. And the way we're moving, the way we're going, it sounds like we're going to do it. And it's like a dream come true, Kurt. I grew up a Raider fan, and I'm a retired Raider fan. So, you know, it's like a storybook ending. All I need is a Super Bowl, and it'll make it that much greater.
Well, are you looking at this then as your last contract?
I mean, we'll see what happens in 2 years. But, you know, when I first started playing football, in my head, my number was 12. You know, growing up when I came in the league, you know, my number in my head was 12. And, you know, I've been blessed enough to get this far. And we'll see. You know, I know I have a lot more football than two more years in me, but me as a family person and, you know, wanting to live the rest of my life and raise my kids, you know, I think 12 years is going to be enough. But we'll see. It's not definite. I'm not like, yes, for sure, 12 years and that's it. You know, we're going to see.
You know, Donald, one of the things that me and Bruce, we always talk about here is that we look at offensive linemen, especially the tackle carousel that we're seeing throughout the NFL right now through free agency. A lot of guys that haven't completed a full season, you know, they played two games here or 14 or 13. They missed games. You haven't missed a game. I think, well, you've started, I believe, every game since 2007. What do you attribute to, I guess, in this game of attrition, how you remain to stay healthy every single game? I know you play some games hurt, but for some reason, you never come off the field.
You know, a lot of people don't know what goes into it. I know you do, Kirk, because you play, but, you know, I take real good care of my body. And, you know, my big goal is, I tell a lot of people, when it's time to rest, I rest. You know, a lot of people, when it's time to rest, they got their rest time, they want to run the streets and do this, do that. When it's time for me to rest, I rest. And that's one of the things I think is big. You know, a lot of guys, they try to take care and do so much throughout the week. When it's time to rest, you got to rest. You got to let your body rest. And, you know, I feel like I do a good job of that, you know, cold tubbing, massages and all that. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, I'm blessed. The Lord has blessed me to start 140 consecutive games, and I want to keep that streak going. And I'm very blessed. And that's one thing I do as an NFL player. I hold my head up high as an undrafted free agent coming in and playing 140 straight games and counting. You know, that's big for me, and I try to have undrafted guys look at that and, you know, look up to me a little bit if they do.
Well, and they should. And we talked about it before you joined us. You know, we talked about a guy like Joe Thomas who never misses a snap, and yourself who's never missed a game in the National Football League. And, you know, then there are guys like Ryan Clady and Russell Okung who have a hard time staying healthy. And I'm sure you think there's got to be some element of luck, as you said. You know, you were blessed with, you know, a body that's held up. But it's got to be a source of pride. It's got to be a badge of honor when you know that at 32 years old, you've yet to miss a game in the National Football League.
Oh, yeah, that's something I hold my head up high about, because, you know, in this league, it's rare where you make a whole season without missing a game. And, you know, I played hurt a lot, and a lot of that stuff is I don't miss practice either. You know, a lot of people don't know that. I don't miss practice either. I'm out there practicing every day. I'm every day in camp. I'm every day doing a week of practice. I don't miss practice either, because I feel like that trains your body, it molds your body, get ready for the beating you take on Sunday.
You know, Donald, you have that relationship where you mentioned you called Jack Del Rio on the cell phone. You talked to Reggie McKenzie. Is that something I think players now, because obviously a lot of active players, they talk, because I'm starting to get the sense now more. People see what's going on in Oakland. They see the environment. They see the culture. They see the community. They want to be a part of it. Is it because of what you get from Jack Del Rio and Reggie McKenzie are pretty much straight shooters telling you how it is and not really saying one thing to the media and then saying another thing to you?
I mean, that's a big part. You know, that's a respect factor. And for them to give you that respect as coaches and as a general manager when they don't have to give you that, and for them to give it to you, it goes far and it's big. And, you know, Jack Del Rio really does treat us with a lot of respect. And he treats us like men, and he lets us go out there and do stuff, and he's going to give us a chance. If we mess it up, he's going to fix it quick. But I think guys are seeing what we're doing. They're seeing what's going on. They're seeing the fun we're having. They're seeing, like, the fans in Oakland, how we have that stadium rocking. And I think everybody's starting to want to be a part of it. They see the ties change. They see stuff going. It's about to turn. You know, Peyton's retired. Denver doesn't have a quarterback now. You know, the AFC West is up for grabs right now. And, you know, the Raiders are looking prime number one number one spot to take it now, and we're ready to take it.
You know, I was about to ask you about that. It used to be, even with Derek Carr, you know, being a solid draft choice, the Raiders had the fourth of four quarterbacks. You're in a pretty good division of quarterbacks with Alex Smith and Phillip Rivers. But, you know, Denver, they win a Super Bowl. But, Donald, you know they're going through a tremendous transition with personnel. San Diego right now is a team that has all kinds of issues. You know, Kansas City's good, but they're aging. And, you know, here you guys are young, growing up together. You know, is this the year that we can finally start talking about the Raiders, not as a team that's getting better, but maybe ready to supplant one of those teams in that West and either win the division or challenge for the playoffs?
You know, I don't like to predict things, so I'm going to tell you, just sit back and watch. Just sit back and watch. Because I know the way we worked, as hard as we worked last offseason and the results we had, we want more. So I know we're going to come back and even work even harder this offseason and compete with each other that much more, because we see how close we were, and we want that. So we're going to compete as hard, and we're going to work as hard, and we're going to push each other to get there. But like I said, just sit back and watch. I can't wait to show you guys.
Hey, Don, last question for me. Does anything come up as far in free agency with the Raiders as far as possible relocation? That's still something that is on the table, not having a stadium situation done. You signed the two-year contract, possibly could be leaving at the end of the year if something does not work in Oakland. Was that ever discussed in the free agency talks with the team?
Not with me, because I wanted to be a Raider no matter what. No matter where they were, I wanted to be a Raider. So I didn't bring that up at all, because if they would have went to China, I would have been a Raider. Grew up a Raider fan. You know, I wanted to be a Raider. But at the end of the season last year, Coach Del Rio told us, he said, this is straight from Mark Davis's mouth, we're the Oakland Raiders until we hear different. And that's how we roll them as a team.
Yeah, and you know that he wants to keep him there. But I was going to ask you the same thing. You know, you said it's a dream. You may finish your career with the Raiders. The question was, will it be in Oakland, or will it be, like you said, in Japan? I don't think it'll be in Japan, Donald, but it may not be in Oakland when it's all said and done.
Hey, it will be lovely to stay in Oakland, because they have a great fan support out there. I mean, anywhere they go, I hope they stay in California anywhere, because the Raider Nation is so strong in California, and it's even stronger in the Bay Area.
I agree with you. I think, and I've said it before, you know, Donald, there's something about the National Football League with the Oakland Raiders. It just wouldn't be right if it was San Antonio or San Diego. Let's hope they can work something out. You got something worked out. It'll keep you there for two more years. Donald, listen, thanks for the time to be with us today. Congrats again. Best of luck going forward.